Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Learn how to eat better, get healthy, and help animals. Welcome to Main Street Vegan with your host, Victoria Moran.
Last night, I watched the most wonderful documentary on Netflix. It's about Joan Didion. Now, she is a writer's writer. And all through this incredible film of this incredible life, I was reminded of the importance of the written word and of books and magazines, whether we're accessing them on paper or electronically, and the incredible importance of the people who string those words together to make the magic and change the world. We are celebrating all of that today. A new book, a revered magazine, and a delightful bevy of vegan women writers and content producers who are making the magic as we close out 2020, thank goodness, and look ahead. Hi, everybody. I'm Victoria Moran, host of the Main Street Vegan program, welcoming you to the final pre-holiday episode. And we are celebrating, as I said, the book is The Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan. Look good, feel good, and do good in 30 days. It is brand new, hot off the presses, but certainly in time for holiday giving to yourself or someone you love. And of course, also in connection with that, the incredible publication Veg News. So with us today, our author Jasmine Singer and Veg News publisher and co-founder Colleen Holland. I'll give you a little bit of intro, but these women need no introduction. They are out there doing such amazing things in our movement. Jasmine Singer is a worldwide expert on veganism. She's a sought-after speaker on topics including radical body positivity, personal narrative as a means of social justice, and how to change the world for animals. She is the author of Always Too Much and Never Enough, and she is Kinder Beauties Vice President of Content. Along with animal law professor Marianne Sullivan, Jasmine is the co-host of the long-running Our Hen House podcast, which won a Webby's Award. And she is also the author, along with Veg News Magazine, of this brand new wonderful book, The Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan. And here with Jasmine is Colleen Holland. She is publisher and co-founder, as I said, of the largest vegan media brand in the world, Veg News, reaching nearly 4 million readers each month. Veg News has a flagship food and lifestyle magazine, an award-winning website, thriving social media community, Global Vegan Vacations, and now this fabulous book. Colleen has been named, and deservedly so, one of the country's top women in media. Welcome, Jasmine and Colleen.
Thank you, Victoria.
Hey. You are so welcome. I know when there are two of you, we have to do a little bit of this is for Jasmine, this is for Colleen. But you know what? If we finish one another's sentences, we've known each other a while. We can do those things. Let's start with the Bouncing Baby book. So, Jasmine, where did the idea come from and what can we find in it?
Miss
Jasmine, you seem to be muted. We'll let Colleen answer that question, and then Jasmine, you can get your mic. There you are. Hi.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, beautifully.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I just wanted you to know that I'm so grateful to you, and I'm such a longtime gigantic fan of all that you do in the world, and I have been for so long. So thank you so much for all of the love that you're giving to the Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan and to my work and Colleen's work throughout the years. I am so excited that Fabulous Vegan is finally here. It's been over 3 years in the making. It is a book that started in sort of a different form in an idea that someone brought to me a few years ago. And so it was actually my Milo Runkle, who you know, who is the founder of Mercy for Animals. And then Milo kind of had to step out of it. He sort of switched gears a little bit. And I still had this book concept. And I had at that point switched agents as well. And it became a no-brainer that this had to become a all things vegan manifesto. And obviously, who better to partner with than Veg News? I had been working with Veg News for so many years by then. And I was the senior editor at that time. So I talked to Colleen, we put together a proposal, and we wound up in a bidding war, which is an author's dream. And now here we are.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that is an author's dream. That's about the most exciting thing there is when you're hearing all day long, one publisher wants you no, another publisher wants you more. Those are rare these days. So congratulations very, very much on even that to both of you. So Colleen, Veg News is so iconic, and you keep being willing to spread out into all these other ventures with the vacations. Now this wonderful book. Tell us what you're excited about right this minute.
Oh, wow. And again, just to echo Jasmine, you are our hero, Victoria. Thank you for having us on today, and thank you for helping us host the birth of this, you know, wonderful book. We're so, so excited. It's funny, Jasmine and I have had the book in hand less than 24 hours, so it truly is new to us too. We just got our books delivered yesterday. You know, so Veg News is 20 years old. We started it in 2000. Obviously, we were there in the early days when, you know, I think there were just about a dozen vegans, and we'd see all of you at different events and things, right? Well, certainly the movement has grown up. Obviously, it's never been a better time to be vegan. And I just feel in many ways we're just getting started. I mean, yes, we've been around for 20 years and have been a part of the growth. But, oh, my gosh, the best is yet to come. And that's evident every single day of all of the exciting developments and news coming out of the vegan world. And I'm just so thrilled to be a part of that.
Well, I think that's a lot of what this book is about. It's really busting all the myths, and I think a lot of them are already gone. I really don't think that people think about vegans what they thought about vegans 20 years ago, but I love some of your chapter titles. Vegan food, it's everywhere. 20 years ago, it wasn't. Vegan does not equal ugly plastic shoes, and vegans get laid too. This is a fun book. This is a fun, lighthearted book. And, you know, it's an interesting challenge to take something so serious when we think about animal cruelty, the tremendous amount of death involved in not being vegan. And certainly when we think about the planet and people suffering degenerative diseases that they don't need to have, these are heavy topics. And yet, this is such a fun way to live. Jasmine, tell us about fun.
Oh, fun is the way to be. That is actually the definition of fabulous. In my opinion, it could have been called the Fun and Fabulous Guide, because who doesn't want to have fun in the world? To me, it's like a core value of mine. It has been a tough year, and we want to look forward and we want to celebrate. And being vegan is something worthy of celebration. Every single day, I've been vegan for 17 years, which I know is a lot less time than you've been vegan, and Colleen's been vegan. But in my 17 years as a vegan, every day I feel like I learn about a new product. I learn about a new food. I discover a new friend on the other side of the planet who has a shared worldview as mine, who's excited about the same thing. So we wanted to write the Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan with fun in mind, and sort of like the sassy older sister that we all wish we had. That is this book. So yeah, I appreciate that you brought up some of the chapter titles, because that'll give you an idea of how we went about this book. Like, it is just a conversation that we are having over a soy latte or over a glass of champagne or whatever it is. And we're myth busting all of the things that people think that they know about veganism that's just not true. From, like you said, vegans get laid too, and it's better, to why eyeshadow is for humans and not bunnies and why. And we're not going to talk around it delicately. We're going to just sort of lean in because that's the world we live in right now. We've got to lean in.
Amen. And what, I mean, this is a 30-day guide. That's another thing I really love. I always like, you know, new year and new stuff. But this 2021 January, of all the Januaries, this is one when we really want to do some new stuff and get some change going. So what is your number one tip from this?
Well, I think the number one takeaway from the Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan is that there is a vegan version of literally everything. So why not take that? And sometimes it requires some exploration. It's funny to me that people who continue to eat meat might have like a bad lunch experience and they'll be like, oh, I didn't like that burger. I guess I won't get that burger again. But then they have one vegan meal they don't like and they throw all of veganism under the bus. The point is that we have so many products out there that it's just about sort of taking the time to find the burger that we like, or the smoothie that we like, or the ice cream that we like, or the fast food experience that we like. And you'll find that every single meat eating experience that you have can be replicated with cruelty-free, compassionate, incredibly delicious food.
And Colleen, as someone looking at this project with, I'm sure, just so much pride in your heart, what do you want the reader to get from this most?
My gosh. I mean, it is such an inspirational, uplifting, positive read. I mean, that's why we started Veg News 20 years ago, is there was only this negative imagery around Veg News, you know, the horrific photos and the factory farming. And, well, you know, that's the basis for everything we do. We're all about accessibility and digestibility and inspiration and positivity. And this book just emanates that. It is just, read a chapter here and there, dip in and dip out. There's so many funny lines. There's, you know, you mentioned a few of the chapter titles. They're hysterical, but it's also very enlightening, very interesting. And of course, the recipes are some of our all-time favorites, and you need to make all of them.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up the recipes. There's one at the end of each of the 30 chapters. Wouldn't that be a great month if you actually made all 30? What a yummy January.
Yeah,
so you've got bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast boat, best ever mac and cheese. You notice I picked two cheese ones for the very first thing to say, two-step vegan biscuits, and of course, chocolate chili truffles, because what is life without dessert? So having been vegan for 17 years, Jasmine, and Colleen, longer for you, where do you see this movement heading? It's there was a line from Oprah years ago. She said, the future is so bright, it hurts my eyes. And when I think about veganism, that's how I see it. Where do you guys come down on that? Jasmine, you first.
Well, I think that we've all been through the dark days of vegan cheese. If we're on this call right now, we remember them. We remember those dark days. And it's actually almost hard to remember, because, you know, with Miyoko's vegan cheeses, with Follow Your Heart, with so many other iconic brands that have really cornered the market for vegan cheese, we see it popping up pretty much every week on vegnews.com. We're covering another story about vegan cheese. And I bring up cheese because you just brought up cheese. And that's indicative of how we're exploding. I think that since I became vegan, back when we were still, you know, reconstituting TVP powder or adding water to soy milk powder, I think that we are no longer fringe. I think we have finally reached a tipping point. And I think that the Fabulous Vegan book is coming out at this time that we have reached a tipping point. The world is ready for this book because the world is ready for veganism. And Victoria, that is largely due to your influence. I just want to kind of give credit where credit is due, that you have been at the forefront of that tipping point for a long time, and here we are.
Well, that is very kind of you to say. There are just so many people who have dedicated their lives to this. And, you know, we talk about veganism, and I look to the day when it won't be an ism, when it will just be a normal. And I think Veg News has been so instrumental in making that happen. So, Colleen, how about you? What's your take on our movement?
I have such hope, and such, you know, I know that we are going to eliminate factory farming. I just know it. And again, I'm just so excited about the future. It's just like everything is coming together at this moment, as Jasmine said, to move beyond the fringe, you know, whether it's the products or the information or, you know, or the health information, you know, whatever reason it is that draws you to a more plant-based lifestyle. I mean, who doesn't want to be healthier? Who doesn't want to be more compassionate? And who doesn't want to eat delicious food? It's all coming together, and it is just going to become the new normal. It doesn't have to just be the handful of vegan activists who, you know, live a plant-based lifestyle. It's everybody just knows it's the best way to live, and we just want to celebrate that.
Oh, and you do such a great job of it. So, Jasmine, as people are thinking about a holiday gifting, at least this is about when I start thinking about it. I guess some people are very on top of things and they're almost done. But if we're thinking about who on our list would really, really appreciate this particular book, who's your target reader? Who were you thinking of as you wrote?
Oh, that's a great question. I want to say, well, Victoria, everybody, but if I'm going to get a little more specific than that, I think it's people who are veg curious. I think it's people who like that vegan pizza place on the corner, but aren't necessarily vegan themselves yet. It's the college student who, you know, who's like starting to realize that they have more control over what they eat than they did when they were living at their parents' house. It's your aunt who's sort of exploring what it means to lean into being plant-based, but that, you know, she's curious, but doesn't necessarily want to call herself vegan yet. At the same time, I think longtime seasoned vegans can get a lot out of this book. I'm a longtime seasoned vegan, and I got a lot out of writing it because it covers every single thing from protein to animal law and everything in between. So ideal audience is the veg curious, the person who is excited about plant-based living, but is not necessarily totally on board yet.
Yeah. Oh, look, speaking about being on board, a fabulous vegan has joined us. Ivana.
Hi. Hi, Victoria. Hey. Hi, Jasmine and Colleen.
Evie.
Did you not know about this?
That's a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Victoria told me it was a surprise. Well, hello.
So for listeners, if you don't know, this is Ivana Lynch. She's a wonderful actress, writer, influencer, host of the Chick Peeps podcast, great, great friend of all of ours, and a wonderful vegan entrepreneur with a super fabulous company that I absolutely adore, and that is Kinder Beauty, with a wonderful beauty box every single month. And Jasmine is part of Kinder Beauty as well. So what's up on the beauty scene?
Oh, a lot. Gosh, where to start? But first of all, can I just say, I've been listening to the chat and I've just been loving it. And I just so love what all of you are about and this whole idea of being a fabulous vegan. For me, it actually really started with your podcast, Victoria, because that was the first vegan podcast I listened to when I felt really alone and when I felt that all vegans were just so angry. And so, you know, they were only thinking about animals suffering the whole time. And you made my vegan life a lot more joyful. So I just wanted to say that because it's lovely to be here with you guys. But to answer your question, what is up on the vegan beauty scene? Jasmine, how do we answer that?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm still kind of like dying that you're here. Evie has become a really good friend of mine this year. I think in the ways that 2020 has opened avenues for friendship, I think Evie and I, living in different countries, have sort of used COVID as an excuse to be able to connect more. Whereas before we were like, I'll see you when you're in town in LA, we'll grab lunch. Now we're like, wait, that's not happening anytime soon. We might as well get on Zoom and have a hangout. Yeah, so thank you for being here, Evie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so proud of you with this book. And I can't wait to read it.
Oh, I can't wait for you too. But yeah, I mean, Kinder Beauty is a cruelty-free, vegan, clean beauty subscription box that is really all about mainstreaming what it means to look and feel beautiful without the exploitation of anybody, any other animals or anybody else. And so I think we have been able to interview people on our robust blog over at Kinder Beauty who are really talking about what's going on as far as animal testing and how it's becoming a thing of the past very, very quickly. The products are representative of the mainstreaming of what it means to be cruelty-free. I think anybody, whether they're vegan or not, is against cosmetic animal testing.
Yeah,
and totally. And so that's where I think Kinder Beauty comes in, and it's an exciting time to be in the entrepreneurial spaces around.
Definitely. And also, like, it's been so eye-opening. I'm sure you find this as well, Jazz, because, you know, Jazz runs the blog and introduced us to the founders of brands. Like, when we started, which is almost 2 years ago, I was really worried that we would run out of vegan businesses, you know, vegan beauty brands to showcase through Kinder Beauty. And that is, like, the furthest thing from our minds. That is so not a problem. It's just been so amazing to see so many people starting brands and wanting, you know, being insistent on it being vegan and cruelty free and also clean. That's a huge movement as well that has been really eye opening to me. But it's just I think from being part of this company, I've really learned there are all these businesses out there. They're just smaller. They don't have as much exposure. They're not in the drugstores. But if you just do a little bit of research, and, you know, at Kinder Beauty, the idea is that we're doing the research for you, but they are there. And it means so much to these brands if you support their work and just go a little bit out of your way to, support independently owned vegan brands.
It's such a joy. I mean, I know we're all looking forward to gift-giving holidays, but every month it's like a gift-giving holiday when you subscribe to Kinder Beauty and get this wonderful box. And so many people think, oh, well, I've done that box thing before, and you get some kind of little sample. No, you get these big, full-size, wonderful products that you can use enough to decide that it's something, you know, that you want to continue using. It's just such a joy. Mine came yesterday or day before yesterday, and I always get this little, like, oh, goody. It may be 2020, but there's still good stuff in it.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. That's the feeling we want to give. And again, it's what you've been talking about here, about being a fabulous vegan. Like, I think a lot of people see it as, when you go vegan, what do you have to give up? And, you know, that's just one way of looking at it. That's a non-vegan perspective, but actually there's so much you gain from it. And yeah, there's just a world of vegan beauty products out there. And it's just a nice way to kind of treat yourself and look after yourself for doing good for animals and good for the planet, really.
So what's it like for all of you really being in vegan businesses where you work with one another? I mean, both Ivana and Colleen work with Jasmine. how does it differ from other work out in the world that you've done in the past?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I also want to say Victoria wrote a piece for the Kinder Beauty blog on the 5 yoga precepts and how they relate to beauty and inclusivity and just kind of self-care. So it's one of my favorite pieces on the Kinder Beauty blog. I just wanted to give that a shout out. But to your question, Victoria, I mean, to be quite honest, I've never worked really outside of something that is mission driven. So even in the very short period of time while I was an adult, I went vegan when I was 24. So it was a really small period of time. I was an AIDS awareness activist. And so even then my work was driven by a mission. So I don't actually know how to answer you. I think that for Colleen and I, for Evie and I, for you and I, Victoria, I think it is all about the fact that we want to be a part of a better world. We want to do our part to create that and to offer the mainstream what they want, only the cruelty-free version of it. And I sort of can't imagine what it would be like to work in this world without mission at the core of what we do.
That's so nice. You're very much on purpose, Jasmine, with everything you do, so aligned.
Well, you guys are reminding me, Miyoko Shinner from the wonderful Miyoko's Cheeses taught for our Main Street Vegan Academy masterclass, which ended on Sunday. And one of the many wonderful things that she said was, this is not a business with a mission. This is a mission that has a business. And I think that's really true for all of you. So Ivana, Chick Peeps, you are coming up with a new season. What can we expect there?
Yeah, well, we have the new season out, season 3. Not as hardcore as you. Don't do it every week. I don't know how you do. But yeah, we take little breaks. And this time we've had a lot of really interesting people. We've had a lot of your previous guests on. I was saying to you, we had Joshua Katcher the other week, and we had Ariana Shberdy. We had a doctor on this week, Gemma Newman. And yeah, we're just really challenging ourselves to learn about things we didn't know about and to broaden our perspectives. I think, you know, over the summer, we were really woken up to how the vegan movement needs to be more inclusive. And that wasn't something that we were so aware of before. You know, our podcast, 3 of the 4 co-hosts were white people. And so we were quite ignorant to the fact that, oh, we're not being as inclusive as we could be. We're not representing as many voices in the vegan movement as we should. So yeah, we're really trying to just go a bit out of our way and, as I say, be more inclusive and broaden our perspective. So that's been really interesting. And we're getting really great feedback from people who said before, and I think this is the thing within the vegan movement, everyone's so nice, everyone's so kind to each other. People are often a bit nervous to say, you know, say criticisms. And some people have said to us, like, oh, I'm really glad you're doing this. I didn't feel represented before. So, yeah, that's been a real learning curve for us. And I'm really glad with the direction we're going. So, yeah, that's sort of where we're at.
Oh, I think that's one of the good things that has come out of 2020. I think we're all opening up to be more inclusive and more understanding. It's about time.
Totally.
So anything else that's going on with you, Ivana? I know we just have about another minute with you. I'm so grateful you were able to join us.
Oh, yeah. No, my pleasure. Not much. No, just doing Chick Peeps and Kinder and getting through 2020, you know. It's such a strange year, but I'm really grateful for the vegan community, for Chick Peeps and Kinder, and for your podcast. It just really helps me feel connected to the people I love and this cause that I'm so passionate about. So I've missed those meetups. I've missed the veg fests, but all these things have helped me stay connected.
Well, we've got 3 wonderful podcasts represented and a fabulous magazine, so that'll keep us connected some. Bless you, Ivana. Thanks so much for your call. And
thank you, Evie.
Stay with us through this break.
We love our listeners. That's why this holiday season, we want you to save 25% on one of our most original transformative tools from Unity, the Rise Into Your Power 2021 calendar. This 12-month wall calendar pairs uplifting affirmations with stunning original watercolor portraits from artist Tracy Laux. Use promo code SAVE25 and you will save 25%. Go to unity.org/powercalendar today.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Main Street Vegan with your host, Victoria Moran.
Welcome back. This is Victoria Moran, your host of the Main Street Vegan program. And if you're not familiar with what we do at Main Street Vegan, do visit our website, mainstreetvegan.net, and particularly click on the tab that says Academy, because Main Street Vegan Academy is where you can be trained as a certified vegan lifestyle coach and educator. And our instructors are medical doctors, registered dietitians, chefs, fashion designers, vegan business people, so that you go out from this experience, which is now on Zoom, so you don't even have to take a trip to New York City, and you can get out there and take your outreach to the next level as a coach, an educator, an influencer, or an entrepreneur. So do check that out. And I'm so happy that you are with us today as we celebrate Jasmine Singer and Colleen Holland and their incredible new book, The Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan. And it has its very own webpage, which is vegnews.com/fabulous. And speaking of fabulous, we have another fabulous vegan visiting, and that is the inimitable registered dietitian, Virginia Messina. Welcome, Jenny.
Yeah, hi, Victoria, hi. I'm so happy to be here to congratulate Jasmine and Colleen on their new book. It looks fabulous.
Thank you.
Jenny.
I'm so excited.
Hey, Jasmine, we should be having pizza and wine somewhere. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Oh my God, Victoria, you brought us Ginny. This Ginny is one of my favorite humans on the planet. And can I just say that Ginny was so helpful to me when I was writing the nutrition parts of this book, because, you know, obviously Ginny is like the leading force when it comes to vegan nutrition. And I just love your brain, Ginny. So I'm so grateful to you for being here to celebrate with us.
Oh yeah. It's my pleasure. I'm really excited for your book. Really excited for both of you. It just sounds, I haven't read it yet. Obviously it was hot off the press yesterday, I think. But I'm really looking forward to it. It looks wonderful.
Aww. Jenny, that's so nice. Thank you so much. And I remember Jasmine, when she was working on those chapters, just telling me, oh my gosh, Jenny is my lifesaver. Oh my gosh, she's reviewing the facts. We're so grateful for her. So I just want to say on behalf of the entire project and team, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Always so much fun to work with Jasmine.
Of course. And hey, even if we can't do pizza and wine, this is the next best thing, ladies. We'll do it in 2021 at some point.
That's right.
Oh, we must. I had wanted to celebrate my birthday at Delice and Saracen, which is this fabulous French vegan restaurant in New York City. Mm-hmm. And all the food is so authentically French that for the first 2 years, they didn't tell anybody they were vegan. And regular customers off the street just came and enjoyed and didn't mind. So after the pizza and the wine, maybe we'll French food.
I had the French onion soup there with like the caked over vegan cheese that was like that's not one you see a lot, you know, veganized. So that's an extra special experience.
Yeah. Plus that phrase caked over. Mm.
Sounds good.
Jenny, so what are you up to? I know you're working on a textbook and a new edition of Vegan for Life. Fill us in.
Yeah. So I'm working on, it's a 10th anniversary update to the Dietitian's Guide to Vegetarian Diets, which is a college textbook that dietitian students use. And this is going to be the fourth edition, so it's a big deal. It's a lot of work. It's keeping me off the streets, that's for sure. And and we also just published the 10th anniversary edition of Vegan for Life. It was published back in May, and kind of a quiet launch given everything that was going on at the beginning of the summer. But I think that people are finding it useful. It's got there's just so much that's happened in the nutrition world, the vegan nutrition world, over the past 10 years. So we had a lot to say.
Oh, well, I love Vegan for Life. That is a required reading for everybody who comes to Main Street Vegan Academy. So are you, Jasmine, you're going to go on a virtual tour, or how does one market a book during a pandemic?
That's such a good question, Victoria. I think we're trying to figure out what that is. I guess I will like sort of spill the beans a little bit, but we don't really have the beans to spill, but I'll spill like one or two lentils. Colleen and I have been talking about what comes next in the time of COVID. We're getting creative. And, you know, this is such a robust guide to every aspect of veganism. And I was able to speak with so many experts such as Ginny and so many others who are helming up various aspects of veganism that I would love the opportunity for us to have like an ongoing workshop series, you know, Fabulous Vegan, you know, the Institute kind of thing, where each chapter we are basically delving into a different aspect of veganism and bringing on an expert. Maybe it wouldn't be 30 of them, but maybe we will do at least, you know, four or five. so that we could have people come on and, you know, around the sale of the book. If they want to have further information, they can just pick up a copy of Fabulous Vegan, certainly sign up for the Main Street Academy, which I have been really enjoying being a presenter at for so many years now. I think what you've done there, Victoria, is tremendous. But as for Colleen and I and Fabulous Vegan, I smell a workshop series.
Ooh.
That sounds great.
I'd love to do it.
I think people would find that so useful.
Oh, good. Well, does that mean you'll join us and present?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Of course I would.
That's great. And I mean, you know, when my first book came out in 2016, Always Too Much and Never Enough, I did a 65-city book tour. So times are very different now. But I do think that once it is safe to travel and once, you know, we have been vaccinated by and large as a society, we will have the opportunity to do an actual in-person book tour. And until then, I think we'll take full advantage of the fact that we have a global community who can all just log on and learn what it means to be a fabulous vegan.
Mm. I love that workshop idea because books are wonderful. And now books are more wonderful because all of these add-ons can be part of it. All these ways to use the book as the center for more growth and more commitment. It's very cool. And then, of course, if you have Jenny Messina on, who can make nutrition, who can make complicated concepts so easy. Plus, Jenny loves food. You know, mm-hmm. I think sometimes we have this idea, oh, she's a dietitian. That's going to be boring. Not if it's Jenny.
Right.
No, I do love food. I love really good food. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
Hence, the last time I saw you was actually while having pizza and wine.
That's right. That's when we talked about this book, isn't it?
That's right, we did. And I mean, your books were open on, I mostly wrote from my bed, you know, as we do.
Yeah.
And your books were open all around me. And I had the e-version so I could highlight it on my phone in case I was out and about and writing. You are such a wealth of information. We are so grateful
to
you.
I was with you the whole time. That makes me proud.
Aww. Well, one of the chapters, in fact, a very early chapter in the Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan is the protein question. Mm-hmm. So since we just happen to have Virginia Messina on the call, what's your short answer to that? What do you say to people these days?
Well, I'll tell you that what I can say is exactly what Jasmine and Colleen have in their book, because I did get a sneak peek at that page since it's in the look inside version of the book, I guess the sneak peek at the Kindle version. And what they said is exactly right, that it is not difficult at all to meet protein needs on a vegan diet. When you're eating a wide variety of foods, you don't need to worry about combining your protein. But it is really important to eat legumes, beans, peanuts, and soy foods. And that's exactly what they said in their book. So they got that just exactly right. Just what you need to know and nothing extra, none of the extra stuff that you don't need to know.
Perfect. Quite. So,
yeah,
Colleen, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, I'm looking at that chapter now. And one thing we sprinkle throughout the book, which I think is really fun, you know, all these charts and graphs that are really colorful and accessible. And we've got a whole list of protein-rich plant-based foods, you know, just from highest to lowest. And there's just, like Jenny's saying, no question you can get all the protein you need on a plant-based diet. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention is, obviously, you know, our target audience are those leaning into a plant-based diet and a vegan lifestyle. However, this book is for seasoned vegans as well. I've read the book multiple times and loved it every single time. And I would tell every time I would read it, I would tell Jasmine, I'm just floored. This is such a great read. I laughed. I learned. I remembered. It was just so inspiring. And so it really is, wherever you are on the vegan spectrum, it's just done in Veg News' signature style. It's fun, it's fresh, it's accessible, but it's smart. And Jasmine has just nailed it.
Well, Jasmine nails anything she sets her mind to. Yeah, I think we're all
really
Jasmine Singer fans.
Well,
go ahead.
That's sweet. I just wanted to say that, you know, I started writing for Veg News in like 1850 or something. Maybe it was 2005 or 2006. And I was just telling someone this yesterday that the first article I wrote for Veg News was a little sidebar highlighting like a vegan acting troupe. And it was maybe it was 300 words. And when I got it in the mail, like I screamed and cried and fainted and died. Like Veg News has been the North Star for so many of us for so long. And that was really just the beginning. From there, Veg News started assigning me like hard-hitting exposés. I remember writing one about ecotourism and then eventually, you know, moving across the country and becoming the senior editor there. And I have been able to find my voice as a writer and learn how to be an editor at Veg News. And so I appreciate that you just said that about the Jasmine Singer fan club, but truthfully, absolutely, I would not have the insights I have or the experience I have without Colleen.
Well, I think it's learned by doing. I mean, I wrote for a magazine in Kansas City for several years in my 20s and then again in my 30s, and it was a weekly. So we had to learn how to write because something was always due. And there's just so much to be said for writing. So anybody listening who wants to write, just start.
Mm-hmm.
If you write it, they will read it.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree.
So, Colleen, define for me a fabulous vegan.
Something we've been thinking a lot about. I just think it's the ultimate self-expression. I mean, being vegan is fabulous, right? I mean, it's sort of the same. I know that after 25 years of being vegan. But what about the ultimate expression of that for yourself through food, through fashion, through travel, through your language, through your daily acts? Like, that's being a fabulous vegan, living it, breathing it, celebrating it, bringing joy to it. And that's how I want to live my life. And that's, you know, what we convey through everything we share through Veg News, including this book, just the positivity, the joy, the non-deprivation around it. It is the best decision I ever made. It is the best lifestyle. It's connected me to the most amazing people in the world, like all of you. And I just want to share that. And to me, that's fabulous.
I'm unclear on the technology, but I think we have another fabulous vegan. Is there somebody visiting?
Hello, ladies, and congratulations.
That would be Kathy Freston.
Oh my God. Hi, gals.
Happy Preston.
I'm high-fiving you. I'm giving you big hugs, virtual, physically distant, safe hugs.
I'm literally crying right now. I can't. Kathy, you are like, you are the definition of fabulous vegan. I'm so happy that you're here celebrating with us. You have written so many best-selling books about veganism, and you have been just at the forefront of what it means to lean in to being vegan. Wow.
I am just so happy to be part of the growing crowd. I can't even tell you. Honestly, I just, you guys, it's like, it's such a great community. Talk about a fabulous community. People who are open-hearted, who want to make the world better, but who still like obsess about food. If you know anything about vegan food, they just talk about food constantly. I have a friend who lives in Berlin. She's constantly like, you know, texting me pictures of what they have for dinner. So it's like, I love being in the company of people who are just caring and kind and into fashion and forward movement. It's just a great community to be part of.
It really so true, is. Kathy. And for anybody who's like, oh, wait a minute, is this who I think it is? Yes. Kathy Preston, she wrote The Lean and Veganist, Quantum Wellness Cleanse, Clean Protein. Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy for you guys. This book is just fantastic. And I can't wait to give it out because, you know, you're talking about who it's for. It's about people who are curious, but it's also for people who are there and we just want to hand it out to our friends and family. And it's like, it's a way of shouting from the rooftops, like, oh God, you're going to just love this and it's going to help you and you're going to be so happy when you read it. So it's kind of for the people who are curious and they've heard a lot about it, but it's also for people who were already on board and we just want to share the love. It's the perfect gift book. It really is.
That is so nice, Kathy. You're making my whole life. All these guests, this lineup, Victoria, my God, so much, much love. Thank you.
And I learned a lot when from Kathy also when I was writing this. You know, I have we have a whole chapter, a whole sidebar on like, what if you're afraid of labels? I think that's where Kathy has appealed to the mainstream and just kind of being like, hey, we're not a cool kids club. You don't get a card when you become a vegan. We're just sort of making more and more vegan choices wherever you are on the plant-based spectrum. Join us. And so I found a lot of inspiration from that in writing this book because we do not think vegan is scary at all. We think it is like just an invitation in to living more authentically, more healthfully, more ethically, and more compassionately. Nobody messages that better than Kathy.
Oh, so true. Well, I just think, I think about, you know, how when I first kind of got into this stuff, it was so intimidating. And I thought, oh my God, I have to be perfect. You know, I have to be just on point about everything. And I love all these different foods and how in the world am I going to just go from A to Z? And then I realized, oh, wait a second. I don't have to go from A to Z. I can go to A, from A to B, take my time a little, get situated, find my balance, and then move on a little bit farther. And it's just about, you know, leaning in and embracing the ish, you know, doing the best that we can. And I think that the way of looking at it is like, how have we made changes in our lives personally? And it's always, it's for me, maybe for some people, they're better just jumping in full force. I've always been better just, you know, sort of leaning into it and figuring it out as I go. And this is why, and I love your book because of that, because it's like, I love that you give a recipe at the end of every chapter. So it's not like full on, like I've got to change out my kitchen all in one thing. It's just like, okay, I'm going to try this one recipe. I'm going to like really embrace it. And they, you know, I love how you guys tested it and you know that the most popular recipes that do really well. And then it's like, okay, I can do this. This is actually kind of fun. It's actually kind of delicious. I can do this.
It just takes a little tiny bit of being veggie-cated. Do we have another fabulous vegan who's joined us?
Oh! Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. The ladies.
So listeners, this is Maria Miller Wolfson, whose wonderful documentary has just been seen by practically everybody who's vegan, because everybody who sees it becomes vegan. And if you remember when you saw it, Jasmine Singer from some years ago was actually in that film. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such an honor to be on and also to follow Kathy. I've been such a huge fan of hers for forever. And obviously, man, I remember Colleen when Veg News was like newspaper form, you know?
It was like back in the day.
It was back in the day. That was, I mean, that was 10 years ago. And look how far you've come. You've got this gorgeous book. I was real upset because I thought my copy wasn't going to come in time. And so I ran out one more time just before I called. I dialed in and I saw it and I was like, "Woo! It is
really
gorgeous." Yeah. It is. I mean, the timing, it was perfect timing and it is just gorgeous. And it's the book that I really wish that I had, you know, 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago. I mean, it's just so accessible. It's fun. It's funny. I can totally hear Jasmine's voice, Jasmine. Like when you're talking about, you know, I love the parenting chapter and you're talking about, you know, well, what if I don't love to cook and I want to be a vegan parent? And you say, well, it's not like when you go vegan, you have a personality transplant. I love it. I was like, that's Jasmine.
But Marisa, I just want to say, I mean, I don't know if everyone knows this, but Marisa's my vegan maker. So I went vegan because I had this friend who I used to run into at the unfortunately named cattle call, you know, when a lot of actors show up in a room and wait for hours on end. And Marisa and I would run into each other. We got to know each other. And she was my first vegan. So she's the first person who pronounced me vegan in front of a group of people. And I wasn't yet. And I thought, uh-oh. And so then wow. I was like, well, Marisa just called me vegan. I guess I'll do this now. And now here we are. So Marisa, it is all because of you, truly.
Oh, wow. Well, nice. Thank you. It's so fun to think of all the ripples that have been created from you going vegan. And now I'm thinking about all these people who are going to have this book, such a great tool for wherever they are in their journey. You know, and I just wish you the best because you guys, I know you worked for 3 years on this, something like 3 years, right? And
yeah, but Marisa has also, you know, Marisa just brought up the parenting chapter, but Marisa just authored a book that came out as well. And it is epic. No other book exists like it. It is The Vegucated Family Table. And Marisa has been like constantly giving me advice, even when she didn't know it, because I've known her for so many years that I already have her in my head. But this book is the culmination of Marisa's experience as a longtime advocate and as a parent. So I highly recommend people get that book too.
Yeah, Marisa's going to be on the show in the new year. We're going to talk about feeding the kidlets and the kid within all of us.
Yay. Wonderful. I love that. Wait.
Well, so, and I mean, Vegucated is, if any of your listeners, Victoria, haven't seen Vegucated, it's one of the best. I mean, it's the one I always recommend, and I remember it must have been at a animal rights conference where I saw it, and it was a big screening, and I was right there in the front row, and I was just so moved and so impressed by what Marisa had done. So please see it, everybody. It's so good.
Thank you so much, Colleen. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, it's a wonderful film because it's real people. It's people that Marisa found on Craigslist, regular omnivores who were willing to be vegan for a period of time. And I think it's so good when we're trying to get, you know, the brother-in-law or, you know, the neighbor down the road. They're such good people. And maybe they have high cholesterol or whatever. They really, really, really should want this. But maybe they don't want it. And Vegucated is just so like, yeah, you can kind of ease. It's like everybody's saying, you know, Kathy and Ginny, I think we're just all on the same page on that. So
thank you.
Does anybody want to give Jasmine and Colleen, as they go out into the world with this new book, just a little sort of tip for helping reach that undecided pregan?
Pregan, what a great term. Can we steal that?
Absolutely. Because to me, that's everybody. You know, eventually, we're all going to do this. And hopefully, we'll do it in this lifetime.
We're on our way.
So like, I'll start with a little bit of advice giving, because I'm probably the eldest. Go out with your joy, because Jasmine, Colleen, you guys both just emanate so much delight that people will just want to be like you. And if it means, okay, they have to switch from cow burgers to Beyond Burgers to be like these women, all right, I'll do that. Who else has something?
I'll say something. I would say, in the spirit of what's going on in the culture right now, and I don't even have to say this because you guys are already there, but I would say speak to the unity of us all, that we are all doing the best that we can, and that, you know, we're good in some areas and we're sort of pre in other areas. And so, like, let's just to contribute to the spirit of coming together again and healing, and, you know, that we're not other from each other. We're really, we're deep down inside the same. So,
thank you all so very much. The book is The Veg News Guide to Being a Fabulous Vegan.
Yay.
You have to have this. You have to give it
thank
to everybody
you.
That you're giving presents to this year. And thanks so much to Jasmine Singer, Colleen Holland, Ivana Lynch, Virginia Messina, Kathy Freston, and Marisa Miller Wolfson. Thanks to Unity Online Radio for one more year of being so kind and so gracious to the Main Street Vegan program. And oh, most of all, thanks to all of you for listening. God bless. Happy New Year. We'll see you on Epiphany.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.